Blog Talk Radio.
You say I found Derek Oliver in place. Slapping pages and you liars in your face. We about to talk and discuss. What's the deal, nigga? Tell me what is up. It's last time on the radio you hear. He about to tell you something, make it very clear. We're not impressed, means we ain't weak. We about to give you all the chaos that you see. You in the business on the deck, all of this swag. Feel like a monkey smelling like a chassis bag. But that's alright, come see the night. He gon' discuss it from the chaos show tonight. You want his money, you want his car. You want his woman, you want his job. You love his swag, you love his way. Call the show and let's see what you gon' think. You a,
tuning in. It's Chaos Talk Sports on this AM. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. First and foremost, I want to give honor to the Lord, the head of my life, for allowing me to have a platform to talk about certain things. And with that being said, I'm going to jump right into it. I want to first thank Central, well, not thank, but congratulations, shout out to Central Black Knights for starting the season 5-0. I just want to congratulate them on the game last night. I believe the score was 48-42, and they're 5-0. And just want to say thank them, thank their coach for allowing us and my Chaos team to be able to give players of the week from Chick-fil-A. We teamed up with to be able to give players every week, five or six players from the team, players of the week. Also, I'd like to thank their coach, thank my bishop for allowing me the opportunity to take my Chaos program in there, and that's it on that note. We got a show tonight. I have a special guest. I'm gonna call him JB, Mr. Belcher. You there? Are you online?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you were there. Last time when you were, I had him on my show. We were talking sports, and I wanted him back to sit in and join me. We're gonna talk a little bit of football, a little bit majority professional NFL, a little bit of college because I think we're gonna have an upset. I'm gonna give my upset special. Also, my fantasy league, which I'm 1-0 in the league. Did you win your fantasy league? Did you win your first game?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
So you lost.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. You lost. The Falcons lost. You just a two-time loser last week, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm good okay. With that. Yep.
And you say you know football.
Huh?
And you say you know football.
Yeah, I do know football. I'm not a big fantasy person, but I do know football.
Okay.
I'm not real hyped up on like the fantasy like that. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay. So what's your expertise on football? Being a fan, what do you think is going to happen in this NFL season?
You're going to start to see the younger quarterbacks take, come up to that status of taking over the game. You're going like the Josh Allens, the Lamars, the, you know, Herberts, Kyler Murray. So, I mean, I'm excited to see them. You know, honestly, I don't see a lot of the teams that, you know, dominated, how you say, their division for years being that dominant team no more.
Well, give me an example. Like who? So who you don't think is going to be dominant?
I don't think the Steelers going to dominate the Steelers. I don't think y'all going to dominate y'all division this year. I'm sorry. I'm putting the Ravens out of all the teams
we I'm letting you talk about, you're gonna go and jump on the Steelers. That's okay. And just when you say the Ravens and they're in our division, they look pretty good. But I could have sworn that I said, and the reason I'm gonna be hard on you because you said you got me last week. But I'm just gonna sit fat in that fiction.
Uh-huh.
The facts is the Steelers made the playoffs last year. Cincinnati won the division. Cincinnati won the division. We went into Cincinnati last week, and we stomped Cincinnati last week to put us to 1-0. Baltimore was pretty good.
Really, I can't really say stomp,
well,
but y'all got the W.
We won.
Yeah, you
period.
Got the W. That's what I said.
We won. So let's just leave it at that. Baltimore looked good again. Well, they played the Jets. They stink. So it's either Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Cincinnati got lucky last year. Cincinnati be lucky if they make the playoffs this year. It'll come down to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Pittsburgh and Baltimore both will be in the playoffs. That's my prediction. Pittsburgh and Baltimore will both be in the playoffs. Also, but then again, I'm thinking, and I just want to get your opinion on this. I think Baltimore is going to start really good, and I think Lamar Jackson is when they get to like 8-0, 8-1. I think he's going to sit out, and that's the only reason they won't be in it in the end. That's just my prediction. If he's in for a contract, I think he'll get them off to a great start, and then he'll sit out. I think he won't play no more since this is his last year of his contract. That's just my prediction. I think that's how that's out.
I can't really see him sitting out. I do agree with you. I think he will be in the talk of MVP. I would say like my three candidates as far as QBs is Josh Allen, Lamar, and I'm actually gonna put Herbert up there. I like Justin Herbert. He looks good. He looked good against KC until he got hit, but he looked good. So yeah, I got them three up there as far as QBs.
And you don't have a whole team.
Huh?
And you don't have Mahomes in there.
I mean, of course, Mahomes is always going to be in there, but I'm just saying in my opinion, like right now, like what you just stated, Lamar is playing for a new contract. Lamar, to me, is just going to show, okay, this is why you need to save me. Josh Allen has to show you why the Buffalo Bills paid him. He also has something to prove. I mean, he was right there last year and got beat out. He was there and got beat out. Justin Herbert had just come into the league, and I mean, the dude is just like blazing. I mean, you know,
because everybody's on Herbert, and I've been listening to the sports shows all week long. Everybody's on, but he hasn't won the big game. He hasn't even made the playoffs. I understand he's a good talent, but what has he done? And even with the game he had last week, he throws a pick six in the end zone. So you, when you say this, it's like, okay, you're building him up for failure. Let him win something first. At least Burrow, at least he went into Kansas City. Matter of fact, he beat Patrick Mahomes head to head twice within a month time.
Joe Burrow is the only. I think Joe Burrow is the only one that has beat him twice in a regular season.
So the point is that you're putting somebody who had the same opportunity, came in the same time that Burrow came in, if I'm not mistaken, and he hasn't done anything. He just has good talent. And see, this is what you Atlanta people do. This is why y'all disturb me so much. Just because they're good don't mean that they're going to be great. He's okay. He's all right. And just evidence on a Thursday night game. He lost in a big time
showdown. I want you to expound on that comment. What does Atlanta people do? What is it that we do?
First of all, you really don't know. You have knowledge, but you don't have an understanding of football. You have knowledge, but you don't have an understanding. Until he wins something, make a playoff, do something, he's an okay quarterback. I'm not putting him in the top three, four quarterbacks. He's just not there. He's not. Lamar has won an MVP. He's won a playoff game. So with all that being said, you can put him there because he's done something. He's proven himself. But
you have to give somebody a chance to prove themselves. I mean, I think Justin Herbert is going to do that this year.
He had a chance. He had a chance last year and didn't do it. He had a chance on Thursday night. He didn't do it. Until he ate that rib dinner. And then we really saw what he did. So, no. So when you say that, it's like, oh, come on now. What you're saying is you're going off of, how can I say it? It's not even the knowledge. Because the knowledge and the facts doesn't add up to put him in the top three. You're just going because that's what you think he should.
Okay,
but
he
didn't make the playoffs last year. They couldn't beat the Raiders to get in the playoffs. He didn't win. Primetime game, he blew it and threw a pick six. These are facts. And then you say you haven't given him enough time. Joe Burrow, he had time. Josh Allen, he's a good quarterback, don't get me wrong, but he ain't won nothing yet. He hasn't won anything yet.
I'm waiting for you to finish so I can jump in. Because you've been redundant.
Ahead.
I mean, I've heard what you said.
Go ahead.
Okay, so here's my thing. In all honesty, there was a debate some years ago when Peyton Manning was with the Colts about him being MVP. Remember, he was hurt. They wanted to get him the MVP because he was the team. The Colts did not fare well without Peyton Manning, and they were ready to give him the MVP. So to me, that's what I'm saying, the most valuable player. You are the most valuable player on your team. You are your team. So I'm just saying, in a sense, hold on. I let you speak. You spoke for like almost 3 minutes. So it doesn't, don't necessarily mean that your team has to go to the playoffs. It doesn't necessarily mean that your team has to win it all. We have just seen these players get MVP because they're on a winning team. Of something like that, of that caliber, of that, situation. But if you are leading, if you're up there statistically, up there with the upper echelon, why not? Why can't your name be in there for the MVP? You can't help what happens on the other side of the ball. You can't play every position. But if you play your position to the point that you up there with the elite, why not? Why can't your name be there in the MVP?
First of all, he can be the MVP of his team, but he's not the MVP of the league. And that's pretty
much
what
he's saying. But that's my point. But my point is, we have players that are in the Hall of Fame that have never won a Super Bowl ring. See, that's what I mean. It's like that's what fans like yourself put people far as elite status because they got hardware. You mean to tell me that Dan Marino ain't up there because he ain't got hardware?
He was a great quarterback. I mean, he was a great. He's one of the greats. But at the end of the day, when you say who's your top five, you don't put Dan Marino in there because
he didn't win. Dan Marino up there?
No, you don't. Because before you put him in there, you got to go with the Joe Montanas. You got to go with the Terry Bradshaws. You got to go with the who else in there? Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady. You want to put Eli Manning because he got two Super Bowl rings?
I don't do that because number one, I can put Tom up there because Tom has the hardware and the stats. Tom has the hardware and the stats. Peyton Manning has the hardware and the stats. Eli has the hardware, but he doesn't have the stats like that. No.
You know, you're really, and what I'm saying is you're really, really making no sense. And I'm going to have to stop you because you're not, because they don't have hardware. Dan Marino was a great quarterback. No one's saying that he's not, but he don't have
but
no hardware.
Tell me, what gets you in the Hall of Fame? Is it hardware? Or is it your resume?
Your overall
what you did.
Your resume. Really much your resume.
Okay. So that's
your
what
resume.
I mean.
To me,
it's based off opinion. I can look at someone that's like you being a manager, and you look at one resume over the other. I may view it differently. I may say I like this person better than this person. You gonna say, well, I like this person better than this person. We looking at the same resume, but our opinions are different.
We're looking at the same resume, but at the same time, you have good and then you have elite. Dan Marino was
What makes you elite, in your opinion?
This is what I'm talking about. This is why people in Atlanta, y'all, because y'all haven't won nothing. You don't know these things. What makes you elite? When you can start to finish, and you can end it with a championship, is what it is. Well, no, because you good through the regular season. They used to say Peyton Manning was a good regular season quarterback, which he's probably the best regular season quarterback I've ever seen. But because he has hardware now, two Super Bowls, he's in my top three just because the way he changed the game. That's just my opinion. Now, you think I'm going to pick Dan Marino, who hasn't won nothing? No. And Peyton Manning didn't have a great defense. And then he ran into Tom Brady, who stopped him from winning a lot of Super Bowls. So therefore, what I'm saying to you is just like when you say who's the greatest football team ever. You'll never hear no one say any team from Atlanta. They will never get in there. And y'all been to two Super Bowls. Y'all got lucky and got to two Super Bowls. But when it comes
okay,
to the greatest,
see, here,
y'all
here,
never
here, here's
been.
The thing.
I mean, you
have this real fascination about Atlanta teams. I thought Saints were haters of Atlanta. You are a bigger hater than a Saints fan. Because number one, I have never met an Atlanta fan that sat up there and said that they're going to put an Atlanta team in an all-time great. You just made that statement saying you would never. I don't think anybody would say that. Like, come on. Now, you going to sit up here and tell me that Hold on. You just sit up here and say I don't have an understanding. I understand that I would not put an Atlanta team in the all-time great football teams. No. Are you serious?
That's the best thing you've said since you've been on the show this morning.
No. Let me finish. Like you start to finish. So you mean to tell me if you start to finish, then that puts you up there in the elite status of quarterbacks. If you start the season and end the season with hardware, are you up there with the elite?
You're up there with the elite.
That's what you just said. Okay, cool. So you mean to tell me Joe Flacco's up there with the elite?
He got Super Bowl ring.
Oh my God! Really? You mean to tell me? I'm finna list some quarterbacks. Trent Dilfer is up there with the elite.
He got a Super Bowl ring.
Wow! You want to tell me I don't have an understanding? You mean to tell me Trent Dilfer? You call an elite quarterback? Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback. Rich Gannon is an elite quarterback because they have Super Bowl rings.
Let me ask you a question.
Wow!
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't mess the game up. No.
That don't make no sense to me.
I got
to
bring
None.
Somebody else in. Listen, I have to bring another guest in, and he's probably going to be just as crazy as you is on this morning. But he is the president of my fantasy football league that I got started. It happened to be my oldest son. He's a huge Tennessee. He's the biggest fan, and he can admit it. And I'm going to bring him in the conversation. I'm glad you was able to call this morning. I thought you were scared, too, to get on the air. He roots for Tennessee, who was the number one seeded last.
I don't want to call him. What's
Rod.
His name?
Rod.
I'm sorry? Rod?
Rod. Yes, Rod.
Rod, okay. Hey, Rod, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. So we're talking about the NFL, and we got on quarterback. But I know you're a Tennessee fan, and I just want to ask you a question real quick. Elite quarterbacks, do you think that Justin Herbert is an elite quarterback?
Elite? No.
Oh, okay. That's elite? All I wanted to say.
No.
Elite, yes.
Definitely not elite.
Okay.
He hasn't done nothing yet.
Did you put him in the top three? Oh, he hasn't done what? He hasn't.
I mean,
say
he really hasn't done much yet, you know. But
wow.
Is he a good quarterback?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, he's a good quarterback.
Okay. That's his point. He's good. But he's not elite. He's not in the top.
No,
I never said he was elite.
He has potential to be elite.
Hold up, Rock. I'm sorry. Not to cut you off. I never said Justin Herbert was elite. As I was explaining to your father, now, the range of quarterbacks is changing. I have Justin Herbert probably being an MVP candidate this season. That's just my opinion. Never said he was elite.
Okay. After
That's
that
what
garbage
I said.
Game he played on Thursday night, throwing a pick six in the end zone and losing, and you're going to say not only Lamar that won, not only that looked good in the quarterback, and it's only been 1 week, so we can't really say a whole lot. But and then you didn't even bring up Mahomes, who has 7 touchdowns and no interceptions on the year so far. You just didn't even bring his name up. Just left it off. And you put Justin Herbert before him. Yeah, everyone has a candidate to be. I mean, to be truthful with you, Baker Mayfield could be a candidate for MVP this year, and we know that's not going to happen. But anyway, we want to talk football. We want to talk sports.
Rod, I want to hear your opinion because your father likes to go carry on. He don't like to let nobody talk. He hears somebody. I mean, like he swears. Like to me, understanding and knowledge kind of go hand in hand, but at the same time. Again, in the area of sports, when you hear, like, when we hear these people be nominated for MVP, again, it's somebody's opinion on this on that person's place. So my opinion about Justin Herbert is I think he's probably going to step up and maybe and literally have a good year this year and be in the talk of MVP. But my top two candidates is Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
For MVP this year.
For MVP, yes.
What's your comments? Who's your two MVP? Give me your MVP candidates, Rod.
I mean, we really haven't seen too much yet. You know, I mean, it's still week one, but I mean, from what that I have seen, you know, you still got to put Mahomes in that, you know, because what he's done his first two games, you know. But I'll say Mahomes, and I'll say Mahomes is a front runner right now. Let's just wait till after this week. But I really didn't see too much of a standout performance other than Mahomes these past 2 weeks.
You haven't seen really? I kind of expected you to go there with that. So if I was to tell you that the running back from the Giants. He don't stand
he
out.
He had
what
a
he
good
did,
Hold on right there. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's not bring this man into the MVP candidate conversation.
Okay.
With you know, he had three good runs against us, and that gave him you know about 127 yards. Now, but come on, don't.
165 yards rushing. Yeah,
but hold on.
Well,
rushing, he tried to take something that happened to your team and literally make it MVP. Really?
No.
You see that, right?
What I'm saying is, let me say this because these are facts. Tennessee, from last year, was the number one rushing, stopping the rush, number one. At it last year. Their defense was great last year. Coming into this year, for going by the experts, their defense is supposed to be the bomb. Great. And Barkley went in there, and regardless, was it three runs, one run, had 165 yards against one of the best in the NFL, stopping the run, which they did. They were the number one seed in the AFC of last year. That's not a knock. Those are all facts. And what he did against them, it's only week one. It's only week one. But to do that against that defense, if they're
so
elite, like everyone said they are, I'm
so
just saying, after week
MVP?
One, it's early.
Rod, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does making you have hardware an elite quarterback?
Does making you have hardware an elite? I would say yes.
Yes. Why?
Thank you.
See, this is what, before you answer that, Rod, this is what I'm saying. And you from Ohio, like I'm from Ohio, and these Atlanta people is probably worse than Cleveland. And Baron saying they don't know nothing about winning. When you win, you can start a season and you can finish it with hardware. As a quarterback in the NFL, you are an elite because everyone can do it. Everyone
okay,
hasn't
so,
done
hold
it.
Hold on. Here's my point with that, Rod. Joe Flacco, you consider him an elite quarterback?
Elite quarterback, he had an elite season. How about that?
No. Is he an elite quarterback? Because that was my question. If you have hardware as a quarterback, then you're elite. So, therefore, do you consider him an elite quarterback?
I consider him an elite quarterback.
So you kind of contradict yourself because, again, I'm going to name another quarterback, Trent Dilfer. You consider him an elite quarterback?
Well, he had an elite defense.
Again, the question was, if you're a quarterback with hardware, does that consider you elite?
But not only just hardware. You have to have something else, too. You know, I mean, a backup quarterback get a Super Bowl ring doesn't mean he's elite, you know, but hardware does.
But that's your dad's comment. An elite quarterback got hardware. Well, I sit up here and look at Dan Marino, doesn't have hardware, but I put him up there with the elite because of his resume. He wasn't no slouch. He wasn't no scrub.
He's in the room. He's not sitting at the table. He's not sitting at the table with the Peyton Mannings and the Brady's. No, he's not sitting there, but he's in the room.
But that's my point. To me, an elite quarterback not only has the hardware, but they have the stats to go with it. Tom Brady, you just named those two. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, they got the hardware, right? They got the stats
hardware
as well. Drew Brees.
And the resume.
And the resume.
Brees has the hardware and the resume. Yeah, Brees is at that table too.
Yeah, Drew Brees has the hardware and the resume. I don't look at Joe Flacco having he got the hardware, but he ain't got the resume. You ain't going to sit up there and tell me you're going to start a team with Joe Flacco. You're not going to sit up there and tell me you're going to start a team with Trent Dilfer. There's no way. Just because they have the hardware.
Not now, no. No, not now. But, hey, didn't Flacco get that big check after he won that ring?
But what did he do after?
Now, he didn't do much after that. But
that's my point. That's my point. I mean, I agree with you. Joe Flacco had something else with that, an elite defense. Trent Dilfer, an elite defense. Rich Gannon, when he won, Rich Gannon didn't win. I'm sorry.
Did he win?
Who was it that?
He didn't win.
No.
He went to
He lost. Who was the quarterback for the Bucks? I thought it was Gannon. It was the other quarterback.
Was it Brad Johnson?
Brad Johnson.
Yeah,
Johnson.
Okay, Brad Johnson is not an elite quarterback. He had an elite defense. But not an elite quarterback. He's not. He doesn't have the resume. So, I mean, my point is this. Just because you have hardware don't make you elite. You also got to have the resume with it.
Okay. Let's move on. Because that's the apple and oranges from a person that roots for a team that don't have no hardware or resume. But we're going to move on to something a little bit different. Do anybody got any upsets of the week? In the NFL this week, anyone see an upset brewing this week? What's that?
I'm gonna call this upset right now. I'm calling it now. Tennessee will beat the Bills.
Ooh,
Tennessee will go into New York and beat the Bills tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not going to consider that an upset. I'm not because the way because Tennessee they're built. You know, Tennessee one of them. They're a strange team because right when you want to count them out, they have the talent to go the distance. To be honest, which I don't know what goes on with them. I don't know why they lost last week to the Giants.
Before you tell me,
because you're talking about the fan. But on paper-wise, Tennessee should be in the Final Four. They should be in the Final Four. They should be in the AFC Championship game. That's how talented they are. My prediction is, as soon as they get rid of their quarterback and put that rookie in there, I think that they will have a better chance. That's just my opinion. But for them to go into Buffalo, they're going to be a little pissed off because they lost a game they should have won. And it's a must-win for them. So I'm not going to consider it an upset. And Buffalo, I'm going to say this. I don't like Buffalo. I don't like Josh Allen. It's something about, I'm not saying he's not good. I just don't like him. So if Tennessee goes in there and beat them, I think Tennessee can be physical and physically beat Buffalo. Because I don't think Buffalo is that physical. I really don't.
I'm looking at the schedule. I have to agree with your son. I mean, the two games that interest me the most that look like can be upset, I got probably the Bears over the Packers or Titans over the Bills. The other game.
But I wouldn't call it an upset, though. I wouldn't call it an upset because Tennessee is a good team. I mean, we act like Tennessee is sorry. Now, Chicago don't have no hopes or anything. So, if the Chicago to come in there and to win against Green Bay, I consider that an upset. But Tennessee is supposed – they were the number one ranked team last year.
Is it therapist
up here? But you're talking about stats from last year. Now, one game, yes, but consider what the power rankings – have the Bills, they're 1-2. They're right behind the Chiefs. So, yes, it will be an upset if we go into Buffalo and take a W.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Tennessee beat Buffalo last year? Didn't Tennessee beat Buffalo last year?
Exactly. We did.
So, I don't want
sure
that an upset. But how's that an upset?
I think it's an upset because of the power rankings that the Bills are in right now. We're not in the top 10. So it would be an upset in the power rankings.
Well, they're in my top 10. I don't know about nobody else, but they're in my top 10. Now, if they lose this week, they're going to be out my top 10. But right now, they're still in my top 10. And like I say, Tennessee is one of them tricky teams. They can win 10 games in a row and have the number one seed and lose to a wild card team. That's just the way Tennessee. That's just the way they are, and I'm not sleeping on Tennessee. Tennessee, if they beat Buffalo, I think they will beat Buffalo. If you want to consider it an upset, it's an upset. But in my book, it's not an upset. I just think they're more physical, and they will be physical in Buffalo. And I think they're gonna hit that quarterback. He might not make it out of the game.
I hope so.
So that's just my prediction on that. So you got Buffalo, Tennessee beating Buffalo, and you got Chicago over Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And my upset special is going to be the Jets over the Browns.
I don't really call it an upset.
I mean, I ain't saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's just my upset special. You know.
Okay.
Jets didn't really show me nothing against the Ravens. So, you know.
What's that?
I said the Jets didn't show me anything against the Ravens.
Against the Ravens, right.
No, they didn't show me anything either. But, like I said, I'm picking an upset. I'm going to go with the Jets going to Cleveland, beating Cleveland. That would be my that will really make my week. I don't care what else. If the Jets beat Cleveland, that would be golden for me.
I think anybody beating Cleveland will be golden for you.
Cleveland sucks.
I got another upset pick for the week. I'm just looking at the schedule. I have an upset pick for the week. I think I'm going to go with the Patriots over the Steelers.
That don't surprise
me. Oh, wow.
That don't surprise me.
No, I mean, you got to look at the schedule. We're not saying it because you're a Steeler fan, but out of the, like you, what you just stated, like
yeah,
Roger stated,
out of the 18
the top,
games.
The power team, if you look at the schedule, Bills have not looked the same since Brady left. I mean, not Bills, but the Patriots.
Yeah.
They have not looked the same since Brady left. So, and I mean, the Steelers, like I told you last call, they're consistent. So they stay up there in the power ranking. So I do agree with Rod. Like that, I was looking at that myself, and I'm like, okay, that can be an upset right there. That can be an upset. Buffalo goes into Heinz Field and beat the Steelers. Because you, at the beginning of the show, you said y'all stomped the Bengals, but the Bengals had 5 turnovers, and yet it just went to overtime. I don't really call it a stomping.
You can't have 5 turnovers. In order to have 5 turnovers, we had to make them have 5 turnovers. Now,
but you did. You did.
Game,
but so to me, the margin should have been larger. The margin should have been larger than that.
What's it up? Did Atlanta win? Wasn't Atlanta winning the whole game until like the last 16 seconds and then they're losing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
and guess what? But
okay,
time in true, but like I told you, in true Atlanta fashion, the mediocrity of playing showed its head. That's what I meant. You sit up here and tell me that I'm not a real fan. I am a real fan, but as a fan, I'm not a fanatic. I'm not a fanatic. A fanatic gonna sit up here and give you these fantasy talk of Atlanta this and I'm not gonna make excuses. Been here in Atlanta all my life, seen the team, and it's mediocre. Like I said, I told you we want what you just stated about the Steelers. We want consistency. Until Atlanta can get
you're consistently saying the same thing. What I'm saying is, if you have faith, that's why I call y'all faithless Falcons fans. Because if you had faith, you would have.
I think. Hold on. I'm finna kill that noise right now because you keep saying faith. You keep bringing spirit into this. So you mean to tell me? Because I pray to the same God you pray to. So what? Does he not hear Atlanta fans? Does he not hear Tennessee fans? Does he not hear Brown fans? Because I pray to the same God you do. Why I don't have no hardware? Is it because I'm not putting enough in the offering plate?
You praying to maybe praying to a different God.
Here we go.
And he got it.
Did you hear that? Pittsburgh's still going to the Super Bowl. We do that every year.
Oh my God, that's disrespectful,
every
man.
Year.
I mean, Rod, you got some music to play too. Rod, you got music to play?
Tennessee don't have no music. Atlanta don't have no music. Y'all have
we
hammer.
We do.
But he went bankrupt. They're like Falcons fans are bankrupt. And all I'm saying is this. Y'all want to pick on the Steelers because that's who I root for. We have Steeler Nation all over the world. We sell out everywhere we go. You have to be on a waiting list to just be in Steeler Nation. Don't no one else represent that. And to be honest with you, if we wanted the title, we could say we're America's team. But I'm going to say this. Our offense moving this week is going to look a little bit better. Our defense, as quiet as it's kept, we're going to hold it down for the next 6 weeks. We get T.J. Watt back, and we're going to be a contender. No. He'll be back in 6 weeks. He's on IR. No surgeries needed. He'll be back.
Okay.
When he went out, his backup played pretty good. And you're forgetting, we have an all-star cast of coaching over there. So, do I think we're going to look like the bomb squad on tomorrow? No, I think we'll win. We'll be a quiet 2-0. And again, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint race. We'll be okay. And we got someone that I think is going to have just as good as numbers as Big Ben. And our backup quarterback, Pickett, or whatever his name is, So I'm really not worried about anything. I think if Trubisky just hold it down, don't turn the ball over like he did in Cincinnati, just don't throw the interception, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. And not the dog my son's team out. I have them in the top four at the end of the year, but they can be wishy-washy. In games they supposed to win, they will lose. Not a knock against them. It's just they should have beat the Giants. They're a better team than the Giants. There's no way in the world they should have lost to the Giants. No way in the world. But if they're as good as I think they are, and Bart and the running back had 100, that's phenomenal. And you want to say stats? Don't no one just rush for 165 yards against Tennessee's defense. Don't no one, hasn't no one did it last year. So what makes me think that someone's going to just come in and just start doing addition? I don't think that. They're not the Falcons. They don't turn over like that. They're consistently a good football team. They are. They are. And but like I said, they will lose to a team. If they're playing against a team like the Jets or the Giants, they just don't show up. They just don't. They thought they should have beat Cincinnati. There's no question in my mind they were a better team than Cincinnati. 9 times out of 10, Tennessee blows Cincinnati out. Cincinnati got lucky. But Cincinnati won't even make the playoffs this year. They won't.
Oh.
I got a dinner on that. I got a dinner on that. I know Ohio sports. If I don't know nothing else, I know Ohio sports. Cincinnati not making the playoffs. And I'm going to make another prediction in basketball. That guy that the Cavaliers just got from Utah, his career is over with. His career is over with. And you won't find him on SportsCenter no more. He's done because he's in where? Cleveland. And they may be good for the regular season. They may win 50 games. But they're not going nowhere. They're not going nowhere. I know Cleveland. I know Ohio sports. That's just what they do. Unless you're a Buckeye fan, that's where you're going to get all your hope, glory. That's where you're going to get your meals from, is rooting for them, because they may win it all this year. They may. They're not overrated like Georgia.
Oh, wow.
They may win it all.
What is, hold on. What is your hateration toward Georgia?
Because people like you. You from Atlanta. And the way you talk is like everybody else in Atlanta talks.
How do we talk? I'm trying to understand, because, I mean, Ohio State, did they win with Justin Fields? Did they win a national championship with Justin Fields? I don't think so. They made it. I mean, they made it to the college playoffs, but I don't think they won it.
There we go. Let's just stop right there. I'm not even an Ohio State fan. I'm not the biggest Ohio State fan, but I will defend them. With nonsense like that, I will defend them, because every year
I can't recall them winning. I'm just saying. Georgia made the playoffs too.
No, they don't. Georgia won and done. They can't beat Alabama.
Georgia can't beat. I think we won the championship last year. We did lose to Alabama, just like Ohio State did, just like Clemson did. We was in the playoffs as well. So, I mean, you know, like, for real, man, you take this some real jab. But, I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. Bro, low key, your colors are gold and black, just like those of those.
Had to play the Big Ten Championship in the horseshoe. They would dominate, and they would win national champions year after year after year.
Oh my
god! Georgia
got
to play in their dome, Georgia, every year.
I think those colors of your dad is getting to him. Like I said, his colors resemble those of what we real fans hate, the swamp people. Gold and black, yeah, man. I think you're a low key Saints fan. It's cool though, bro.
You know what? I like the Saints. Cool.
Because of gold and black. I know, man.
I'd rather root for the Saints, because at least the Saints got some hardware. At least the Saints did go to the Super Bowl and win. At least the Saints do have an identity with Bounty Gate. At least they was out there hurting people. What is Atlanta done? Atlanta ain't done nothing. Nothing. All they got is a dirty ball.
With Bounty Gate, that's our identity.
It is.
When you think of the Saints, when you think of the Saints, see here, they put a bounty out on all them people. When I can't think of the coach's name, that they I like that. That's AFC football. That's Ravens.
That man said bounty game, boy. That's what makes an identity right there.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, what really makes me mad with you and people in Atlanta and people in Cleveland is the fact that y'all think y'all know everything, but you don't have the understanding of it. And because you haven't won. You haven't been to a parade. You don't know what it's like to win.
Okay.
We 6-time Super Bowl champs.
Okay.
We won World Series with the Pirates. We won Stanley Cup with the Penguins.
Whoa.
All black and gold.
When the last time the Pirates won a World Series?
I say they won one. They won two, if I'm not mistaken.
When?
And if I'm not mistaken, it's been 79.
When? What?
79.
You sure? Can you look that up?
I think so.
I mean, you're a Pirates fan, but you don't know?
No, I'm really not a baseball fan. I'm just saying we won some World Series.
I mean, but you bigging them up. You're bigging them up.
I can bring them up. How many times was Atlanta in the World Series?
Only won
one?
Yeah, no, I ain't going to front. Like, in the 90s, the Braves were the Buffalo Bills of the league. Not going to lie.
Right. So you honest about that and you proud of that? Just like you proud of the Falcons?
No, I'm not proud about it. I'm stating a fact.
Against New England in the Super Bowl, it was up 25 points, and you blew it. And then you had the audacity to come on here and talk and defend that garbage and say, well, we ain't that good. We're not consistent. No, you're not. Fact, if I had my way, what's the game they playing? A Madden on Xbox or PlayStation or whatever they play it on, I would delete all of Atlanta history. They don't even deserve to be on the game. As an embarrassment, mm-hmm. the last time y'all was in the Super Bowl. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment that y'all open up against your rivals, the Saints, winning the game, and you lose it like Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
This is just the way y'all do things. And then you have the audacity to come on here and say Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer are not elite because they don't have the stats, but they had the Super Bowl ring. They was the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season, and at the end of the season, they ended it with a Super Bowl ring. That's more than anybody from any Atlanta team can say. So, in my opinion, that makes them elite. Because I would rather have them than anybody that ever the Falcons have had.
Oh my God!
So, I'm to the point because you got on the show last week and you said that someone said you won. Well, Miss K ain't here to save you today. And all you Atlanta people, I'm just telling you right now, can go, Miss K, my wife, D&K by the way.
She didn't save me last time, and she ain't saving me this time.
She told me to take it easy on me.
Oh, man.
You know, we got
to
tell
you. Feel like, to me, you still ain't taking it easy on me. To me, you just, you sound like a Saints fan. You sound like an undercover Saints fan.
First of all, you know, you have the S right. It still is not Saints. But I will root for the Saints over the Falcons any day. But that doesn't
I will root for every team in your division before I root for the Steelers.
Well, that's fine. That is fine. And like I told you before,
can you give me a Titan jersey as well? I'm rooting for his team too. I hope they beat the break off of you too.
Hey, I'm a Lake Willis jersey. How about that?
Huh? That's cool, man. You can have anything but that's still a nature stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because your dad comes up here and talk like real, real heavy. I mean, like I said, here's my take, bro. I don't know if you heard last week. I give the Steelers their props because they're, to me, one of the forefathers of Kings Elite.
Hold on.
Can I finish? I'm talking to Rod. We set up here and let you babble on about everything. But the whole thing is, the Steelers to me are like one of the forefathers of the NFL. You know, when you think of the NFL, you think of the Steelers, you think of the Packers, because they've been around for so long. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They have that championship caliber. Yes. I said, as an Atlanta fan, that's what we're trying to get here. Yes, we made it 2 years to the NFL, I mean, to the Super Bowl, and we didn't win. Well, at one point, we couldn't even get back-to-back winning seasons, right? We couldn't get that. We couldn't get that consistency. So, you know what I'm saying? So when I sit up here and say that our team is mediocre, to me it is because you need the consistency. You need to say, you know what I'm saying, oh, man, like 1 year, we up. Next year, we down. We're looking like a freaking stock market, up, down, up, down. I'm like, come on, man. What can we do? What can we do to keep the consistency here? Number two, now, don't sit up here and act like the Steelers ain't, I mean, like they just perfect when we don't sit up here and sing Mike Tomlin try to trip people up doing the kickoff return and stuff like that. Come on, man. We ain't gonna sit up here and act like y'all just so, you know, like, real. Come on now. Let be real. And now, the second thing is, I mean, bro, like, you're sitting up here and you're talking about your backup quarterback. I told you before, and I mean, I'm dead serious. And I'm looking in Tennessee and in Atlanta. Tennessee took Malik Willis. We took Ridder. I mean, in Tennessee and Atlanta, we know our quarterbacks are starting Tannehill and Mariota on a short leash. Trubisky? I don't even think he got a leash. How do you take a quarterback in the first round and just say that he's going to sit on the bench? Nah, man. Trubisky going to mess
first
up.
First of all, by the middle of the year,
that's going
to
be a picket team by the middle of the year.
Right here. You just said out of your mouth, consistent. We just trying to get consistency. So Pittsburgh has had the same coach for how many years? Boom. He is one of the winningest coaches. Okay,
I ain't saying nothing about him being a winningest coach. I said Steelers is one of the winningest teams. I ain't saying coaches.
You're not listening to me because I'm about to educate you on something real quick. When you gonna sit and say about we took a quarterback? Yeah, we took a quarterback in the first round. The last quarterback we took in the first round to go into the Hall of Fame. This quarterback that we have is destined. And just like we took the last quarterback that ended up starting somewhere in his rookie year and ended up taking us to the playoffs, in the following year, he ended up winning the Super Bowl. It's the same pattern. But when you talk about consistency, please, when you talk about my Steelers, please don't talk about the Steelers because you don't know the history of what we're getting ready to do and what we're getting ready to pull off. And these are all facts. So when we took a quarterback in the first round,
Whoa! What did your son say? Say it again, Rod.
So you saying Pickens is the or whatever his name is the next Ben Roethlisberger?
Am I saying that?
I mean, I think he just said it.
I can't quote it word for word.
We can't quote it word for word. But what you said was the last time the Steelers took a quarterback in the first round, he went to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame.
He's going to take out the Super Bowl for his rookie year,
and he'll win the next year.
Yeah, right. He's going to win the Super Bowl the next year. So that's what you're saying.
What Rod
is saying is that Pickens going to be Roethlisberger's now.
They're going to have similar numbers. I can't predict
the
future.
Are they going to have a similar resume? Are they going to have a similar resume?
Yes.
So does that include rape allegations as well?
Wow. Okay. Oh, you know what? It's time to go. It is time. We got 6 minutes ago. And you want to bring up a person, you know, I could say a whole lot about Atlanta. I could, but I'm not. And you want to bring this man as a Christian man, a married man, and you want to take something that he did in his past. That's
Wasn't the allegation three times? Damn, that's
No, one time. Yeah, one allegation.
It was two at least. Don't try. You see how he downplayed that, Rod? It was one time. Okay.
I didn't downplay anything. All I know is that, we didn't even get a chance to talk about my fantasy league or anything like that. Only thing that I know is, you know, I wanted to talk about the whole NFL, but we left it on the Steelers and the Falcons. and Tennessee got in there. But again, for my man JB, you lost in your fantasy league. Lost last week. Okay, so that tells me you have no knowledge of football.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Here we go. Because I didn't win, there's no knowledge. Okay.
Well, you don't. You have. Let me take this back. You have knowledge. You just don't have the understanding. And when you haven't won and you've been stuck in Atlanta your whole life and you have to deal with that over there, you're bitter.
I've been in Atlanta my whole life, and yet you came here. Why?
Well, I'm here because this is where my wife was, and I'm here because, as an Atlantean, I'm gonna take a little pride in that. I like the weather. Now, all
you like the weather?
Stuff about,
I mean,
like,
what, the weather ain't good up there in Ohio or Pittsburgh?
No, it's not. It's like bipolar. No, it's not. And if you ever been around someone bipolar, you try to get away from them. So, yes, you go to Ohio, the weather is crazy, it's 4 feet. We don't like it. That's why I'm here. My son, he liked the weather, hot weather. He in North Carolina. We had sense enough to get out. Sense enough to get out because it's just not a good thing down there. Cleveland has always stunk. Always will stink. Ain't never won, never will win. Same thing with the Falcons. Nothing. There's nothing good. Y'all could be brothers and sisters. Cleveland and Atlanta could be brothers and sisters. And pretty much we know who the sister is, which would be Atlanta. And all I'm going to say is this about you and your Atlanta crew and your Atlanta people. Because I hope I see you in church tomorrow. Ain't no hard feelings. But you know what? I hope you in your black and red.
I'm always in my black and red.
Good. I told my son, you know, this is the only place down here in the South that you can go this time of year and buy Atlanta gear real cheap. They got it everywhere. You go to Ross's, you can buy a hoodie. You know them $50, $60 hoodies you can put
Guess where I was this week? I was up in Cincinnati, I was about to buy your Bengals. I was about to buy your Bengals jersey. It was in a Ross.
If you see what did it for me, I will rip it. When I do Cincinnati, I will put one on when I barbecue just to get the smoke in it. I will wear it when I do my housework to clean up in it. I will wear it for that kind of – but they're real cheap because, you know, you can get a Cincinnati Atlanta hoodie for like $9.99 if you catch it at the right time.
For real?
They stuff ever. I mean, if you go to somewhere like Ohio and you see Atlanta.
I mean, you're right. We in Ross's, but you know, I'm not gonna even lie, man. You know, I should have bought that. Steeler jersey I saw at the Goodwill, and it was on clearance.
Yeah, you should have. But look, we ain't got much time. We about to get kicked out of here. I want to thank you guys. Follow us. On our fantasy football, I will be updating that real soon. Belcher, appreciate you on the show. Rod, appreciate you guys on the show. But it's gonna go off in a minute. I didn't think we was gonna be on this long talking about this nonsense. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk a little bit more sports. Belcher,
I'm gonna go see Rod.
Special of the week.
I'm gonna go see
Chicago over Green Bay. Rod, you was Tennessee over Buffalo. Mine is the Jets over Cleveland. Let's come back next Saturday and see who was right on our upset predicts. I'm also predicting, I'm going to throw this out there real quick. We'll talk about it more next week, is the number one team in football is going down today in South Carolina. Georgia will lose this week to South Carolina. That's another prediction. Hey, fellas, thank y'all for being on the show. I will be talking to y'all.
And he's staying in Georgia.
What time they play? They play tonight?
George, I think we play at 3 o'clock. I think we play at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
I'm definitely watching that one.
Yeah, be checking it out. They're about to go down. Ohio State about to be the number one team in the country again. And with that being said,
I mean, y'all play Toledo, man. Seriously?
Yeah.
And we got to exit with this music.